Eitzer, because it's a psul midirabonin. Now that's what's mashma from our Mishnah. But the Uraisa Shapa Domi, our Mishnah's mashma is talking about in the case that midiraisa is kosher. So in other words, right now you're taking your bundles of wood, your bundles of straw, and you're putting it on top of your sukkah l'shem mitzvah schach. You're putting it there for the purpose to make shade, to make sale. That really midiraisa is kosher. Now the Mishnah just said lashon of ein mesachin him, don't use it, because it's a psul midirabonin. Midirabonin it's possible. The Rabbanan made it gzeria, because if you're going to use it, other people may also think, even though they put it up there a week ago for the purpose of drying out, now they've changed their mind and they want to leave it there for the mitzvah sukkah, and it's possible, because since when they put it up, they put it up ipsul, there's a klal of tas of leminosli, at the time you make it, you have to make it behechshir. And when you made it, you first made it, was ipsul, it's possible that I see you. You have to make it over again. So it's a gzeira, anytime you use bundles, it's no good. So that's the mashmoyis of our Mishnah. That's how Rabbi Yechonah knew our Mishnah means only because of Gzeira. Ma'ashenkein, the next Mishnah, Hosom Diktoni, Ein Asukah. There it says, Achotik Begodish, it says a Lashon in the Mishnah, Ein Asukah. It's not called a Sukah at all. So that Lashon is Mashma, Fil Dievet, even if you did it already. Midiraisa Nami Ein Asukah. Even Midiraisa, it's no good. So in other words, the next Mishnah is talking about that you have your big haystack, and you go into the middle of it, and you hollow it out. You like throw away the hay in the middle of it, but you did not touch the schach at all. So there's like a possible midiraisa, because midiraisa Torah says tasa, you have to make the schach, and when you didn't make the schach at all, that's like a psul midiraisa. So that's how we know from the lashon of the Mishnah there it's mashma it's possible midiraisa. Talking about in the case that you did not at all fix up the top of the schach, and now Mishnah was all just says ein mesachin ben is mashma it's only midirabonin. So it's talking about that now you're putting it there l'shem tzeil. But it's exera otu, somebody else will put it there l'shem drying up, which is a posle tzach, and that's why now Mishnah is only exera otu that case. It's Moses Weiter. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, sichacho bechitzin sichorim. If you use for tzach like an arrow, the azocher, a male arrow. In other words, an arrow is made out of a piece of wood, and at the tip of it you have like a knife form put into it. So there are two ways that the piece of wood could be made. Either at the end of the wood, it's like a sharp point sticking out, that you put that point into the knife part, or else it could be made like a female, that it's hollow at the end of the wood, and you put the knife into the hollow part. So two different types of woods that the arrow could be made from. So, if you take a chetz, the arrow, a piece of wood, that's a zocher, that at the tip of it, it's not a hollow piece, but rather it's like sticking out sharp that goes into the knife part, is ksheira. You're allowed to use this piece of wood to make schach with, because it's called the pshute kliyetz. It doesn't have a base kibble. It's not makabel tuma. So therefore, since it's wood that grows out of the ground and it's not makabel tuma, you're allowed to use it. Ma'ashenken ben kevos, let's say it's an arrow, that at the end of the arrow is like a hollow piece that the knife goes into it. So then it's called a base kibble. It's like a piece of wood that has a hollowness, a hole at the end, that it could receive something. It receives the knife. That's called a kliyetz. That's makabel tuma. Therefore, psula, therefore, you're not allowed to use it to make schach with. So Gemara says, schorim kshera, if it's a zocher, if the knife, if the piece of wood, it has no hole at the end of it. It's only a sharp sticking out, so it's a pshute, it's a flat piece of wood that cannot receive anything, is pshita? Of course you could use it. It's not makabel tuma. So Gemara says, now the time I would have thought, nigzor, let's make gzeira, midrabon, it should be no good. Zichorim otu nekevis, that if you use this type of a wood, this arrow, that at the end it's a point, let's make gzeira, maybe you use the same type of an arrow that at the end has a base kibble, has a hole at the end that it could receive something, kamashmalon. So that's the chiddush here, that we do not make any gzeiras. Then the Gemara says, binekevis, psula. You're telling me, though, if this arrow, at the end of the arrow, has like a hollowness to it, there's a hole there, and the knife goes into the hole, then you say it's psula. Why? Because this piece of wood has a base kibble, has a hole that it could receive something, therefore it's called a kliyetz that is makabel tuma, therefore you can't use it for schach. So Gemara asks the question also, pshita, of course you can't use it, what's your chiddush here? So Gemara answers, now the time I would have thought, base kibble, ho'osu lamalois loishime kibble, a hole that's made to fill up once. And when you fill it up once, it stays that way for always. Like you don't empty it out again and fill it up, empty it out and fill it up again. So I would have thought that's not called the base kibble. Like here, this arrow. True, at the end of the piece of wood, there's a hollowness, there's a hole there. And in that, you put the knife. the point. But once the point goes in there, it stays there for always. You never take it out. So I would think, like, once you put it in, it stays there forever. That's not called really a base kibble. Kamash v'lon, the chiddush is no, that even though it's only made to fill it up once, but since it could be filled up once, it's called the base kibble, and it's makabel tuma. Let's see Rashi. Sichacha b'chitzin, beis yad shachitzin, the handle of the arrow. Sichora means kein shalonu, she'toich v'noisa v'beis kibble shachitz, that you stick this piece of wood into the knife, like it has a point at the end. Sher was a trash of the afagav, the kelim, even though it's called a kli, like an arrow, but the klal is pshute kliyetz ein makabel tuma. Since it's a flat piece of wood, it doesn't have any hollowness to it, you can't receive anything, it's not makabel tuma. Vashenkin a kevus, sheyesh nekev reish, it has a hollowness, a hole at the end. The achetz also kamazeya, the achetz, the arrow is made like a pipe. The nichnas atecha nekev, and the arrow, the point goes into the pipe. His hevelu makablin, then this kli is called the kli that receives something. Shebekliyetz, or ruin the kabel tuma psula. Therefore, it's ruin the kabel tuma, it's like a puzzle. Also, lamalus rashi milu oilam, that's the chiddush here, it doesn't come out anymore. Kamashblon still is called a base kibble. That's makabel tuma. Now Tosis speaks out here. It's mashmada kli eitz. This arrow la zocher. It's not makabel tuma even with the rabbanon. And before we had a gemara dafei, a Tosis spoke about it there that a daf shal nachtum. We didn't have the gemara. A Tosis spoke about it that a daf, a board that a baker uses, even though it's a flat board, it is makabel tuma with the rabbanon. In other words, a pshute kli eitz, a flat piece of wood, midirais it store, but midirabbanon though it is makabel tuma. So that's a kasher. If it's a makabel tumah midrabbanan, it should not be kasher for schach. So why does our Mishnah, why does our Gemara say here that this flat arrow is kasher to use for schach? I'm midrabbanan, it's makabel tumah. So Tosfos before on Dafei gave a teretz and made a chiluk like this: that if it's a flat piece of board, but it's made to use to put things on top of it, then midrabbanan it's makabel tumah. Like there we're talking about a flat board that a baker uses to pile up his breads on top of it. So since he puts things on top of it, he stores things on top of it, that's called midrabbanan a kli to makabel tuma. But Shankin here, this chitz and this arrow, it's not made to put anything on top of it. So since nothing is put on top of it, it's not makabel tuma, even midrabbanan. So it comes out if you have a shovel, a wooden shovel, even though it's flat and it's not makabel any liquid, but since the shovel is made to put like dirt on top of it, so midrabbanan there would be makabel tuma, and you would not be allowed to use that for schach. Because a piece of wood that's made to put things on top of, that's called midrabbanan, the kli that is makabel tuma. But here, it's not aimed to put anything on top of the arrow, therefore even midrabbanan is not makabel tuma, that's why it's kosher to use for schach. Only the nekevus that at the end has a hole on it, that's called the beis kibble, and that is makabel tuma, therefore you can't use it for schach. Verse is right. Omar Rabba bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechnun, Sichacho b'yanitze pishtim. If somebody used flax, that's anitz and that's combed out already. So mele is called like a beged. It's makabel tuma. It's psula. You're not allowed to use it for schach. So Rashi learns sichcha b'anitzay pishtim psula. Shekein ruy latame b'negoyim. Rashi learns because I call upon this tumas nega. The Torah talks about pashas negoyim. It talks about flax. Chidiyam abam madlikin. Ho oynetz shal pishtim mishislavno. As soon as you whiten it, it's makabel tuma. As soon as you combed it out, you make a piece of flax that's combed out already, that's roi lekabel tumas negoyim, therefore you can't use it for schach. Then the Gemara says, behutzni pishtan ksheru. Like if you have the raw flax, in other words, the way flax is grown in its natural state, then it's kosher. Then it's not called the begin yet, it's not roi lekabel tumah. It's something that grows out of the ground and it's raw straight in its natural state. So that type of pishtun flax you could use for schach. For hushni pishtun, that's an intermediate type of flax, whether it's made a little bit or not, is any day. He didn't know mahu, what it is. For hushni yatsum any day. Now, he didn't know what the locher is, this intermediate type of flax that's worked on a little bit and not enough. He didn't know if it's called posel, you can't use it for schach, or is it kosher. And even an intermediate type of flax, you did not know exactly what's called an intermediate. At what stage is there a suffix? In other words, like this. Monashach. E daik v'loi nofitz. Daik means like you pounded upon it. E daik v'loi nofitz. You did not comb it out yet. Hushni korolei. Maybe that's called hushni. No, that's the suffix. Avol tori. But let's say you soaked it. V'loi daik. You did not pound it out yet. Hutzni korolei. That's for sure it's called like in its natural stage. And that's kosher. In other words, usually first what you do with flax is first you soak it, and then you're dying, then you bang it out, and then you first comb it down. So maybe even if you soaked it, but as long as you did not pound on it, bang it out, maybe it's still called natural stage. It's only a suffix after you started to bang it. By Dilma, maybe not like that. That Tori, even if you soaked it just, Veloy Dainik, even though you did not pound on it yet, Nami Hushni Korolei, that's also called a suffix, an intermediate stage. So that was his doubt. When is it called doubtful whether it's Makabel Tumor or not? Is it enough just to soak it in water? Or maybe no, you have to take your flax even after you soaked it. You have to first start pounding it, beating it. But that's for sure, you don't have to comb it out. Because if you combed it out, that's the last stage, that's for sure Makabel Tumor. Mashenka, if you didn't even soak it yet, that's for sure the natural stage. So his doubtful was, if you just soaked it, and you did not die, you did not pound it yet, is that called an intermediate stage? Or is that called in its natural stage, that's not Makabel Tumor? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Hani Shushi Vishavatri Mesachim Behu. These are two different types of leaves that he holds, Rashi says, mini rockers, type of vegetables, that you're allowed to use for schach. Abaye Ram Abaye said, B'shushim Mesachim, but this type of vegetable, its leaves are maskim, you're allowed to use. No, it's not the vegetable itself, because the vegetable is Makabel Tumor. So it means the leaves of this type of a vegetable. The leaves, it's not Makabel Tumor, so you're allowed to use it for schach. B'shutzri Loi Mesachim. But B'shutzri, that he holds, no, you can't use for schach, this leaves. My time, or why not? Nechur is something that grows, and it's not Makabel Tumor, so why can't you use it for schach? The Teretz is, Kivon Desori Rechayu. Since it gives off a very bad odor, we're afraid, shofek luv and nofek.